All right, let's get a little around the NFL here in right now. And one of them, we have to start with a very sad thing, obviously, that happened in the city of New York where the NFL's headquarters is based. In fact, in the building that the NFL's headquarters was based in, that there was an active shooter that I think the last time I checked that there was five lives that were taken in this instance out there with a shooting at the building that houses the NFL's headquarters. I know that Roger Goodell put out a statement about all of this, and it was Figgy, do we have the audio of Good Morning Football giving us a little bit of that statement? Were we able to grab that?
Yep.
And this is what it sounded like this morning. Jamie Erdahl giving us a little bit of the statement that Roger Goodell sent about the shooting.
Some sad news out of New York yesterday as a gunman shot and killed four people, including a law enforcement officer, and also injured one of our coworkers at our NFL New York offices. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell sent out a statement to our NFL family yesterday, and in part it reads, "As has been widely reported, a gunman committed an unspeakable act of violence in our building at 345 Park Avenue. One of our employees was seriously injured in this attack. He is currently in the hospital and in stable condition. NFL staff are at the hospital, and we are supporting his family. We are deeply grateful to the law enforcement officers who responded to this threat quickly and decisively, and to Officer Islam, who gave his life to protect others."
Very sad. Also, an additional note that apparently is happening in New York City is that they believe, law enforcement officers believe, or actually Mayor Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, believes that the gunman was actually trying to get to the NFL league offices. So this has a very particular NFL tie here.
Yes, it does. And look, we can speculate all we want. It's really not worth it right now till we find out more. But one thing that has been reported by ABC News says that the suspect who allegedly shot and killed four people at the office carried a note in his pocket claiming he suffered from CTE and made references to the NFL. So that's at least one report right there. But regardless, just absolutely horrible, of course.
Yeah, terrible, terrible instance of violence there. And obviously our condolences go out to everyone involved in that. It's obviously a very, very bad thing to see happen, especially as it relates to the National Football League. Some other things that are worth noting around the NFL. I did see this that Mike, was it? Oh, let me make sure I get this right before I start saying things, because I don't want to say the wrong name as I think about it, but and of course I lose it as I get there. Don't you hate when that happens?
Yes.
But yes, well, let's go here. Malik Nabers, who obviously is a very good wide receiver for the New York Giants, he had left practice with a shoulder injury. Apparently he's going to be okay. That these are the types of things, though.
Yeah.
Not a big deal for the Texans, and especially not a big deal in seeing that he's going to be okay. But this is one of the things that we have not had opportunity to talk about, which I'm very happy about, is injuries occurring on the practice field. And that's a part of this, especially once we put pads on this week. That ends up being a kind of untalked about thing underneath this, which is you want to get your work in, but hopefully everybody's upright. And yet another practice where it feels like we were able to do that for the Texans.
I mean, knock on wood. D'Amico, he talked about it yesterday. You know, the main thing with the full pads practice was everybody got out of there okay. I'm sure there's some little stuff, but nothing of note. 100%. I mean, no matter what you say about competitions and everything else, the number one goal is to get out healthy, and so far, so good.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's teams elsewhere that have not been able to do that. Carson, the cornerback for the Cowboys, Kalen Carson, he's out 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of worry that someone else, I think it was Ian Rappaport, making report of this yesterday, that somebody else for the Cowboys, the left tackle Tyler Guyton, possibly had an ACL tear. Fortunately,
I guess, for them,
they were not able to. So, yes, again, just another point to highlight that you're playing football. This is the car crash sport, as I allude to it as. And so very thankful here in Houston that everybody has been upright and okay to this point, dealing with these things.
Yeah, 100%.
So some other things that are happening. We talked about Micah Parsons. We didn't mention this yesterday.
What's that?
Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Or actually, Stephen Jones. This is the son of Jerry Jones, who is, I mean, he's taking over the reins as this thing continues to go. The quote that he gave yesterday in the holdout with, remind you, One of the better pass rushers in the league is we're seeing pass rushers, you know, eclipse $40 million mm-hmm. annually on their deals. And they are the best player on the Cowboys team, I think you could easily say. They are actively fighting with him on negotiating a new deal. And Stephen Jones said this. He's got to want to be paid.
You think he doesn't?
What the hell does that mean?
You know what this is. You know what this is, right?
Please tell me.
This is about, I don't think it's true, but I think this is the Cowboys talking about some kind of effort, you know, because of course who doesn't want to get paid? I think what he's using is kind of a code word for he's not giving us the effort that we expect. Because remember, you know, Jerry Jones talked a lot about, well, he missed a lot of games and and
due to injury.
Dak Prescott and due to injury. But I think this is them saying he's got to want to get paid, meaning he's got to stay on the field and maybe the effort is not what we expect it to be.
I think you're giving the Cowboys more credit than they're due. Mm-hmm. They're doing a thing that they've done time and time again. They've done this with their quarterback. They did this with Ezekiel Elliott when he was at the peak of his powers. And it's following literally the entire track. And even down to where they're debating with somebody at the higher end trying to get their money. So they give someone else a contract ahead of when they need to. I think with the Ezekiel Elliott, it was Jalen Smith, the linebacker, if you recall him. This year, the tight end, Jake Ferguson, got a four-year deal in order to, I imagine, try and grease the wheels. They are so bad at this.
They are like, very – their entire – since before camp started, it's been a typical Cowboys mess in every way.
100%. And again, glad to see that the Texans are not involved there. A place where the Texans are involved.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to give you this every day, that the top 100 rolls on as voted on by the players. And we have reached into the high 50s. And we have our first Houston Texan at 58. The running back for your Houston Texans, Joe Mixon, in the top 100. And then at 57, defensive end for the San Francisco 49ers, Nick Bosa. Thoughts, especially now
get
that we
well have Joe Mixon is my thought. Get well Joe Mixon. You know, he's getting acclaim from his peers. It's got to happen, you know. It's got to happen.
From the 713, why? Every time you guys mention injuries, it happens later on. Never, ever mention injuries until it happens.
That's not true.
Buddy, if you think I have that kind of power, you think I wouldn't be making umpteen million dollars right now?
Yeah.
I don't think I have that kind of control over what's happening. You know what? I'll go ahead and give you a mea culpa if we do end up with that space. But again, very happy that that has not happened to this point for your Houston Texans. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. If you want to talk about injuries, why not talk about the Astros? Let's do that. Obviously, you had a rough go of it yesterday in a 2-1 loss. Framber Valdez pitching fantastic, but circumstances still don't allow the Astros to get over. At this point, like, I think we need to have some conversations nearing the trade deadline. Are we seeing what the Astros can't do now? 713-572-4610. We'll do it next.